Many asylum seekers and immigrants new to the U.S. rely on public transit to get to the store or social services. But that can be complicated, especially for people who don't speak English. In southern Maine, so-called bus ambassadors are trying to help. Maine Public Radio's Ari Snyder explains.
On a recent morning, a woman named Vitoria waits at a bus stop in downtown Portland. Vitoria is an asylum seeker from Angola who arrived in Maine earlier this summer with her husband and two young children. Today, she's trying to find her way to one of Portland's African food markets. Speaking in Portuguese, she says that finding African groceries here means she wouldn't have to miss the food she used to eat in her home country. The only problem, this is her first time taking the bus in Portland, and she doesn't know how to get to the store. That's where a woman named Bertil Bouassa comes in. Bouassa is a volunteer with the Bus Ambassador Program. At the bus stop, Bouassa speaks to Vitoria in French, one of their shared languages, and explains the different routes that serve this particular stop. She says Vitoria needs to take number 9B.
C'est la 9B que nous allons prendre ici pour aller African Market.
The Bus Ambassador Program is a collaborative effort between the Greater Portland Council of Governments and transit authorities in Portland and South Portland. It began last year as an on-call service, pairing new immigrants with multilingual volunteers to help them navigate the public transportation system. It's the brainchild of Guy Poy.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Good to see you.
Poy hops onto a shuttle bus in Yarmouth, a small town about 15 minutes north of Portland. This bus is part of a new route that launched in May to help asylum-seeking families access social services. Poy immigrated to the U.S. in 2013 from the Democratic Republic of the Congo. He landed first in Seattle and says he was so intimidated by the transit system that he tried to avoid it as much as possible and relied on rides from friends who had cars.
It was really hard for me to understand how transportation works.
Now, Poy is the one fielding calls from new immigrants who need help getting around in southern Maine.
Most of them, they have a language barrier. And then sometimes when you don't know where to go, it's crazy. It's just complicated.
Chelsea Hoskins is the refugee resettlement coordinator for the city of Portland. She says the Bus Ambassador Program has proven helpful in ironing out some of those complications.
You might get off at a stop and you're not really sure, are you going left or right to get to the hospital, for example, or is it an inbound or outbound stop that I'm looking at here?
Hoskins says Bus Ambassador volunteers have also served as a bridge between local governments and recently arrived immigrants. This spring, when Cumberland County launched the new shuttle bus from downtown Portland to the towns further up the coast, Hoskins says bus ambassadors were on hand to help.
They were there from day one, breaking down trip planning, helping to translate those different schedules and trips.
But the program has by no means eliminated all the challenges that new immigrants face when trying to navigate their new home. For example, Vitoria, the woman from Angola, did make it to the African food market, accompanied by a bus ambassador volunteer. But it turns out her general assistance grocery voucher is actually for a different African food store on the other side of town. Vitoria takes it in stride. She says it's good that things like this happen because she gains more experience. And she won't go home empty-handed because Guy Poy has shown up and has initiated the backup plan. He gives Vitoria a ride to the other market in his car. For Here and Now, I'm Ari Snyder.